Great weekend of footy coming up, by the way. I can't wait for the weekend of footy that we've got. Started last night with an absolute ripper. And Monday is going to be, well, it's going to be spectacular. Hopefully, the SCG gets a good crowd in to support Big Freeze 7 and their campaign director. And by the way, you can support Fight MND in available at Coles. If you want to buy yourself a beanie, Coles Express, Bunnings, and online at fightmnd.org.au. Beck Danaher has been good enough to join us. Big Freeze 7 director. The VIB, by the way, is very important beanie if you want to buy one. Beck, welcome to the program and great to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
It's a massive week and are you still amazed or are you ever amazed at how many people have been able to get behind this and continue to get behind it to the point that it's now being taken to Sydney?
It is so humbling to see the Australian public come out each and every year and support Dad, but also support everyone out there who's fighting the beast that is MND. And I just walk down the street and I can see the beanies. I turn on the footy, the beanies are everywhere. So it is so great to have this support because it's making such an impact on the research. And whilst we're working hard at research, we're having a lot of fun with the Big Freeze campaign.
And quite a few were wearing the beanie at the Adelaide Oval last night, which was great to see as well.
Oh, it was so good. I was tuning in. Great game. And just seeing those beanies everywhere. It's amazing to see the reach that this campaign has got through people buying the beanie and just wearing their badge of honour and showing everyone out there that they care. And I'm hoping that so we're going to the West Coast and Richmond game as well to sell beanies. And then we're across for the slide action at the MCG, then heading to the SCG for some more beanie sales and some further activation there. We're going to turn Australia blue. It'll be incredible.
And you've done a great job fighting for your dad's cause and your dad's fought so hard as well. It's been such an inspiration for all of us, not just what you've done, what your dad's done, but what the whole team has done.
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey. Year one in 2015 when the Big Freeze was just an idea. We were hoping to raise $250,000 to the cause and to raise awareness about what MND was. And now 7 years in, we're able to say we've invested nearly $50 million into finding those answers. And we just couldn't have done it without the support of, you know, the Fight MND Army, the small team that we have. And, you know, Dad is so proud of what everyone's been able to do. And to have him by my side throughout this whole process is, gosh, I feel really lucky.
And that has been something that I think we've all noticed. All of you sort of banding together and having this cause together. It's a beautiful thing to see the family together working so hard, even in what's been such a tough time for the family and obviously for your dad.
Yeah, I think this Fight MND and the Big Freeze has really given our family a way to fight back and try and help Dad. There's really not much that we can do for him. So, if we can raise some funds and just talk about what's happening, this is our way to give back to Dad and what he's going through. So, you know, all of the family, it's all hands on deck. It has been since day dot. I know I've got my mum working, my brothers, sisters, cousins, auntie and uncles, everyone rallies right behind. It's lucky I've got a big family. But they're all rallying behind it and working really hard to try and, you know, end the suffering for people with MND because we don't want this. We want to close off the Big Freeze. We want to close off Fight MND because we're not needed anymore. And it takes an army to do that.
Now, you've convinced the AFL boss, Gil McLachlan, to go down the slide. Any idea what he should be dressed as?
There's a lot of different ideas floating around, but really keen to hear from the Australian public. What do we reckon? What do we think is going to be good for Gil? I'd love to get some ideas. He was a captain call by Dad just on Wednesday night, so he doesn't have too much time to think about it. So any ideas people have, let us know.
We'll put it to our callers and the text machine. Meatloaf for Gil, yes or no? Or if you've got another option, oh, I think meatloaf would be the ideal dress-up costume for Gil. Do you think he might go the meatloaf option?
What a great idea. Oh, who knows? Who knows? I know he's always got some tricks up his sleeve, so we'll wait and see what he does, but it's going to be fantastic. And all the action unfolds at 2 p.m. on Channel 7, so make sure everyone's tuning in. Because the costumes sound pretty incredible. And, you know, there might be a few extra bits and pieces that we'll throw in there as well.
No, congratulations, Beck. You've done such a great job. And whatever we can do here to help you, we're doing that to help you. We'll be broadcasting the game as well. So I can't wait to broadcast the game on Monday. So you can fight MND, help the fight against MND. If you check out Coles, Coles Express, Bunnings online, fightmnd.org.au is where you can go to, fightmnd.org.au. Beck, congratulations again, and good luck on the weekend. Let's hope your support continues to grow and it just gets bigger and bigger and we can beat this thing.
Beautiful, and thank you. And just a shout out there, we're trying to reach $2 million by Monday, and we know that we can get there with your support. Every dollar counts, and thank you to everyone that supported us since day dot.
Good stuff. Beck Danaher, what a moment it's going to be when Gil goes down the slide. So what should he go down as? 1-300-736-736 or send through a text 0433 98 11 16.